Hey, the Raider Nation showed up tonight, so I want to send a shout-out out to the fans that showed up. I mean, it was a great atmosphere to play in. Tough environment, come down and play in the altitude and all that. I thought our guys handled themselves well. It wasn't maybe one of our cleaner games in terms of execution throughout, but we showed tremendous grit. And we got an opportunity late in the game to seize control and did, and made the plays we needed to make to get a hard-earned win. So with that, you know, we'll head home and turn around on what will end up being a short week against the Panthers. But that's for later. So, questions? Sorry, I'm not hearing you very well. In the fourth quarter, we made some plays. Yeah, I thought we had some opportunities early in the game and didn't execute. And we had several drops that are kind of uncharacteristic. You know, really, we've been throwing and catching it pretty darn well. And I think we're 10 of 15 in the first half, and of those five, I think four of them were drops. So, we executed late, you know, and made enough plays at the end to win the game, but. A lot of things certainly we'll need to clean up and be better at. That's always the case. As I told our guys in there, I said, hey, we're 8-2. We've earned it. We came in here. We beat a good team, a team that's first in their division. It's a good football team. Obviously, we're used to running the ball better than we did. You know, Romeo's a good coach. He had a good plan. And defensively, their front played very well. Clowney played very well. I mean, he was dominant tonight. So we weren't able to run it the way we wanted to most of the night, but then at the end of the game, 4-minute drive, don't give it back. You know, we showed we could run it and put the game away. So that was great to see.
Mr. Del Rio, you talk about here, sir, on your left back.
I'm sorry.
Here, you talk about the environment, but did you expect some kind of environment, precisely this atmosphere here in Mexico City?
Speaking about the environment and how good, I thought the crowd was outstanding. I thought, they're very excited for us to play in front of them. We're excited to put on a good show for them. Obviously, it's televised across the world as well, but, you know, a great environment to play in live. I mean, it was, the fans came out. They were terrific throughout the night.
Thank you. How much of a luxury is it to have Derek Carr as your quarterback, knowing that he can make those types of plays to bail you out sometimes in a rough game like this?
Yeah, I mean, having that trigger man that can make those kind of plays is everything. And he did a great job tonight, staying poised. I thought, to me, that's one of the keys is, you know, the poise he's playing with. Kind of unflappable, you know, and just – stays the course, keeps making good decisions, keep, you know, putting balls in a good spot accurately, and then we started making some plays at the end.
Coach, you got a really aggressive team. Every time there's a four and short, you're going for it. Explain a little bit about the mentality, the aggressivity that the Raiders got, and that this attitude that is really contagious on your team.
Well, the biggest thing at the end there was, in that 4-minute drive, we're at a situation, we have a fourth and a long one right there. And to me, put it on our offensive line and have a chance to win it right there. You know, rather than punt, and maybe it's a touchback and you get 15 yards out of it. My thinking was the potential of it being those 15 yards versus giving our guys a chance to go ahead and win the game right there for us. There's some thought that goes into it, but it ended up being one that I think is a no-brainer when you add, you know, your belief with your group. And that's despite the fact they didn't have a great night. I mean, you know, that front was pretty good against us all night. But I believe in our guys. We executed that situation beautifully and iced the game, you know, finished with a kneel down. That's what you want to do.
You talked about being able to run the ball on that last drive, but the bold call to go up the sideline to Jalen, and he obviously had a huge game for you tonight. Just how much did you love that call and kind of being aggressive there and getting a big play out of it?
No, it was awesome. You know, we thought we'd draw that coverage. Wanted to give him a chance to to get up the sideline for us and have Derek put a nice ball on him. You know, nice throw, nice catch, you know, great execution. I think, you know, offensively, you know, the chatter, you know, them coming up with a play, you know, one of our assistants, Nick Holes, you know, brings it up and it's talked about. It's like, yeah, that's a great, great thought. Let's get to it. And boom. And then you watch it unfold. You know, obviously you've got to execute the play. You know, Jalen and runs a nice route and Derek puts a good ball on him. So that was big. That was huge. You know, those are the kind of plays that win games for you. And, you know, when you're getting contributions throughout, you know, a lot of different ways of winning games and you're finding ways to win, I think that's a great sign for our football team.
Coach, yes. Congratulations for the win.
Thank you.
I'm Jesus Ibarra from Expresso. And how much room Raiders has to improve is the rushing game. You struggled sometimes tonight. You only gained 26 yards.
Yeah, it was a tough night. Some tough sledding in there. A little different than the last time we were out. So that's the ebb and flow of the National Football League. The very good teams, a lot of good coaches, and you know, they had good answers tonight. So, you know, for us to not be able to do something that you like to do as well as you'd like, still be able to come out of here with a win, that's the real, you know, takeaway from this game.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack, your two longest plays of the year are Olawale's two plays. What does that say about your depth in your offense and the weapons you guys have on offense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, all those guys can make plays. You know, Taiwan, you know, Jalen, DeAndre, all of them, Latavius, and then you throw in, you know, Olawale, who's more considered more of our bruising fullback, but he can break loose and do some damage. So, yeah, that's just part of, you know, that group. I mean, they all have explosive capabilities, and Derek did a great job finding them right there and putting the ball on them.
Coach.
Hi, Coach.
Coach.
Yeah, where are you?
Did you enjoy your time in Mexico? Do you like Mexican fans?
It was beautiful, yeah. People here were very, very gracious. Made us feel very comfortable the time we were here. And my wife was already talking about how we have to come back. So, yeah, it was an awesome. Wasn't much more than 24 hours, but it was a very good time for me anyway. My wife was here for 3 days, so she really loved it.
Coach, given the fan base that the NFL has here in Mexico, wouldn't it make more sense to have more regular games here than in London?
And, well, I'll let the commissioner deal with that.
And also the other question is that had is the Mexicans use a very controversial chant during kickoffs in soccer, and they use it today during the game, during every field goal or punt. Did you notice it? Do you know about this? Do you think it could be an issue?
No, I did not. I did not pick up on that. So, but we enjoy the time here. I know you've got our quarterback standing right here. You guys probably want to get past me and get on to him, right? Everybody good? All right, come on, Derek.
You got it.